Hi, my name is Jim Fannin. I coach champions. Since 1974, I've coached the best in the world in life, business, and sports. And now I'm coaching you. So if you're seeking peak performance while eliminating worry, anxiety, doubt, and fear from your daily life, well, you've come to the right place. Join the tens of thousands of Zoniac performers that enjoy a life of simplicity, balance, and abundance. Your success is the only mission. The Jim Fannin Show starts right now. Welcome to the Jim Fannin Show. I'm Jim Fannin. This show is all about peak performers, high achievers that are looking to do something extraordinary, something that you've dreamed about. Maybe you're on that journey now, or maybe you've just dreamed about it, but the journey hasn't started yet. And I'm here to help you on this show, to be your Sherpa, to get you literally up your own personal Mount Everest, whatever that might be. And right off the bat, let's talk about the blueprint. I wrote a book called The Blueprint. And that book was written because I've created and designed over 5,000 blueprints just for my clients. Nothing great happens without a blueprint. And next week, we're going to do a reveal, a deep dive. We're going to pull back the curtain and literally show you how we build blueprints for superstars, captains of industry, and just normal people like you and me, where we get up every day, we go to work, we have a family, we have a career, maybe we're in school, maybe we're a student athlete. But it really doesn't matter if you're a CEO of the Fortune 500 or you're a student athlete just starting out, or maybe you just graduated. Everybody needs a blueprint tucked up under your arm to help you climb whatever your Mount Everest might be. So what do you want? I've asked that question to every prospective client and every client. Why am I here with you? What do you want? What do you really want to achieve? What do you want to accomplish? And then I ask, it's 3 years from now. You've had an amazing 36 months. What have you accomplished? What have you achieved? It's 12:31, the end of the year. What have you accomplished? What have you achieved? Now, we're more than an athlete. We're more than a businessman or woman. We're more than that. We're more than a business owner. We have a very complex life. We know that. And that's why everybody's having challenges. It's getting more complex because of more information, more data, and more communication outlets. They're designing those every single day. There's Twitter, there's Thread. Who knows what else there's going to be? And that's just more information that's going to confuse us and compound the challenge of really climbing your own Mount Everest. You're a son or daughter. That I know for sure. And that's a big deal arena. Mom and dad coached you when you're little. Now mom's 70. I'm coaching mom. Maybe dad has Alzheimer's. That's a challenge for everybody in the family. Everybody. And that's a different arena. It's completely changed from 10 years, 15, or 20 years ago. All of us have a son or daughter arena, and that includes me, who've lost mom and dad. But that arena is still on my blueprint. I want to honor them with everything that I do every day. We know that everybody that needs a blueprint has a personal finance blueprint. And maybe you don't have a lot of money. It's still a personal finance blueprint. The change in your pocket, equity in your home, 401k, or money that you've saved up to do something. Almost everybody has a primary arena. Not that the other two aren't important, they are, but a primary arena is something you think about an inordinate amount of time. That's typically your job, your career, your business, or it's your sport if you're an amateur, or it's definitely your sport and business if you're a professional athlete. You also have a self arena. And I found in 50 years, this one's the most neglected. It may be the most important. Why is that? Well, it's just you. You're the coach, your own coach, with your inner dialogue in your self arena. And the self arena is your sphere of interest about you, on only you. It's not about your business. It's not about mom, dad. It's not about your friends' arena. It's not about your money. It's about how much sleep are you getting. It's about, are you overthinking? Are you a negative thinker? Are you problematic in everything that you envision? And are you seeing what you don't want in your life every day, as opposed to what you do? This is all in the self arena, which governs your physical well-being, your mental well-being, and your spiritual well-being. So when we design a blueprint, we want all of the thoughts, 2,000 to 3,000 that you might have every single day, all of those thoughts are going to be inside these buckets, these containers. We call them life arenas, and they're not divided equally. Next week, we're going to give you a real breakdown on how that works. But right now, I want to talk about your primary arena. I mean, that's the one that tucks you in bed at night. That's the one I hope is waking you up in the morning. And this is something you've been chasing, something that you want, a new career, a significant other that you don't have. That might be your primary arena right now in your life. Whatever that primary arena is, that's really at the top of the list, and it's taking up most of your thoughts. Think about that right now. What's governing the majority of your thoughts right now as you listen to this podcast or watch this show? What's constantly in your mind? Are you in the future with it? Are you in the past with it? Are you a judge, a victim, or are you thinking like a world champion, positive, only thinking about what serves you in this primary arena well? Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had two young professional golfers graduated from college. I've known each of them for 7 years, but I want to talk about one particular of the young players, Varun Chopra. Now, when that show was over a couple of weeks ago, he got into his car and drove cross country to Colorado, chasing his primary arena vision. And what is that? He made it very clear. PGA Tour. Thriving there, not just getting there, thriving and making that a lifestyle. And a lot of people want that, and only 125 people on this planet will be able to have that special little money clip with PGA on it that says, I have arrived. And Varun drove cross country chasing that dream. So he gets to a qualifier for a minor league tournament, the one right below the PGA called the Korn Ferry Golf Tour. Now, this tour is formidable. This winning here is just as hard as winning on the PGA Tour. Well, he qualified on a Monday, shoots -8. For you non-golfers, he's zoned out. -8, wins the qualifier, gets into the tournament. That was on Monday. And then on Thursday, opened up, and he missed the cut by one shot. Now, a lot of people would be disappointed to go through that whole week, to go through that qualifier, to drive cross country. But Varun knew success. Now it's getting up one more time from defeat. That's never ending for the peak performer. That's never ending for the high achiever. Get up. But get up with lessons learned. Get up fortified, better and better and better. We're all going to get knocked down, especially if that vision is lofty. And PGA Tour, that's an abnormal vision. Therefore, you must think in an abnormal way. So when he doesn't make the cut, and now he's alone in Colorado, he gets in his car. He's undeterred. He's fired up. He doesn't believe he can do this. He doesn't expect to do this. He now has a sense of knowing. So Varun gets in the car and drives to Missouri alone on that journey. He gets there, and on the first qualifying, he has to qualify all over again on Monday. And it is so difficult in that qualifier. And now he's tied at the end of that Monday, and he has to go into a playoff. Nine players are going to tee it up on Tuesday to get into the real tournament the next Thursday. Nine guys. And on the very first playoff hole, two other people birdie the hole. They're in. Everybody else was par. The second hole, seven people left. Only one person's going to get in now. There were only three spots. And what does Varun do? He sees his vision, PGA. He sees that money clip with PGA on it, and he eagles the second hole, and it's over. He's in. And here he is in Missouri, back in a Korn Ferry, the minor league tour, to get onto the PGA Tour. And I just looked at the results. He's in the second day. He's minus four. It looks like he's going to make the cut. I won't know until the show is over. I'll give you a report next week. But Varun, keep climbing. Keep climbing the ladder. Your dream, when you go to bed with it, and you think about it, and you take possession of a PGA Tour card, it wakes you up in the morning. How many of us have let that wither on the vine? How many of us have put it down because it didn't instantly happen? You know, we're a society, we like instant feedback. We want it immediately. I want my food right now. I want it hot. I'm in the drive up. Give me my fast food. And that's what it's called, fast food. Everything. I want it now. I want it now. And life's not like that. Especially when you look way up and you go, wow, my Mount Everest is pretty high. And I know when I get there, the only footprints on that pinnacle of success, the only footprints are going to be yours. This is a lonely journey for a lot of people, but at Zone Coach Consulting Service, you're not alone. I mean, I'm your Sherpa. If you have the talent, I'm going to get you up this mountain. I know we're going to have avalanches. I know we're going to have all kinds of challenges, detours. It is what it is. And the greatest goal, the greatest vision you can have, well, it's going to have the greatest challenges. And a peak performer says, bring it. Bring the challenges. Because, you know, every challenge we have in our lives, it makes you better. I'm from Ashland, Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky, Appalachia. And we had a steel factory, Armco Steel, when I was growing up. Our call letters on our radio station were "Where Coal Meets Iron." WCMI, "Where Coal Meets Iron." That was the call letter for the local radio. And "Where Coal Meets Iron" was in this steel factory. And I learned, because I've been in that factory, hot, 120 degrees, steel does not become steel until they put it into the fire. Varun Chopra, I love it. You put on your asbestos suit, your score system, and you jumped into the fire, believing, expecting, and knowing at PGA Money Clip. I've taken possession of it. I have it imaginary in my pocket until I can turn it into the manifestation of literally holding it in my hand. Brun and all the other peak performers and high achievers, good fortune favors the bold. Go for it. And if you need help up the mountain, well, send me an email, askjim@jimfannin.com, askjim@jimfannin.com. This show is about reaching your own Mount Everest, and it's about focusing on that one arena, that one part of your life that you want to manifest. It's been a dream, it's been a wish, but now with a blueprint, with goals and tasks and routines, you're going to see your way all the way to the top. I'd like to give you a little zone report. This is really sad news for me, but it's happy news at the same time. Tony Bennett, an icon in American music, 20th century, 21st century, amazing human being, jazz singer in the Frank Sinatra realm. But what an amazing life, what an amazing career. And I am so blessed to have met him and known him and shared a lot of things with him. I met Tony in 1978. I'm in downtown Manhattan and I'm getting out of a cab, and Tony is looking for a cab and he's going to take my cab. And he was dressed in a tennis warm-up and he had a tennis racket. Now, I'm there for the U.S. Open tennis, and Tony's a tennis player. And I stopped him. I said, Tony Bennett, I'm Jim Fannin. I see you're a tennis player. I said, I'm a coach at top players at the U.S. Open. And he let the cab go. He wanted to talk about one of his favorite subjects, not singing or music. He wanted to talk about tennis. He was a tennis lover. He loved the U.S. Open. He loved tennis. He loved to play tennis. And that's where I first met him. Now, after many communications, we befriended each other. And I'm not going to act like I was Tony's best friend. Full disclosure, I was not. But I did get to meet him. But I had another experience with Tony. I was invited with my wife to Tony Bennett's 90th birthday party. Oh, my goodness. And guess where they held it? I left my heart in San Francisco. In San Francisco, I was so excited. They unveiled at the Fremont Hotel. The St. Francis Hotel. They unveiled a giant statue of Tony Bennett. It was there at that hotel in San Francisco where he first sang, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, iconic. And a lot of celebrities were there, the mayor of San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi were there, a lot of politicians, the New York Giants sent the president of their organization for baseball. And I was blessed to be there and see Tony having his birthday party. And as he was introduced, unveiled the statue, a cable car came by and started ringing the bell with the sound in the background of Tony singing, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Everybody was crying. Everybody was happy. And that was 6 years ago. What an amazing experience I had. Tony, thank you so much for just being a kind soul. But what a lover of music. And I realized for 96 years old, what a giver. What a giver. Recently, this year, he was asked, is there anybody that you would like to sing with, do a duet with that you haven't done before? And Tony thought about it and he goes, Beyonce, I want to be part of the Beehive. And I would like to do another duet with a few other of my collaborators. But my new one, besides Lady Gaga, I want to do that again. I would like to do something with Beyonce. So, Tony, rest in peace, my friend. What a blessed career. And you made so many of us around the world, and you will continue to do that. When we hear your music, we'll have a smile on our face. And every time I hear one of your songs, it takes me back to a moment that you allowed me to share even a few seconds or a few minutes on the phone. Tony, rest in peace. Well, every week I talk about the glorious palm tree. There's so many varieties of palms, hundreds of varieties, but the palm tree for me symbolizes being calm and cool when life's tough, when things aren't going well. Varun Chopra, well, you chose a PGA money clip. That's a lofty vision. And I know a lot of you listening, billionaire, take my company, scale it regionally, scale it nationally, all kinds of visions, all kinds of serious goals. But with these goals, you can get real disciplined, you can get real focused, but you can also add some stress on yourself. Now, you put it on yourself, but you can also find that periodically through the day, as you're climbing up your own Mount Everest, that your breathing is really a little out of control. And the palm tree is the coolest living thing. It absorbs negativity from an oncoming 120-mile-an-hour hurricane, just like we have all these little hurricanes that are surrounding us when we're climbing our Mount Everest, and they come from every arena in our lives, can easily knock us off the mountain. Controlling your breathing, well, that's one of the keys to being successful. The person with the most constants in a world of variables will prevail. And controlling your breathing is one of the most important constants that you can have. So the palm tree is relaxed. It bends, doesn't break, has deep roots of conviction. The hurricane blows itself out. That challenge goes away. And the palm tree pops back up and says, "Hey, sunshine, how you doing? Are you a palm tree in your climb up wherever you want to go? Are you calm and cool when things don't go your way? Or do you huff and puff and be a victim and a judge while your breathing goes above the normal 15 to 17, pushes into the 20, 24, 25? And of course, that's where anxiety, fear, trepidation, doubt, worry, that's where that resides. So every week I'm checking out your breathing. I'm seeing if you're a palm tree. I'm going to count out 1 minute, which I do every week, and we'll put a counter up on the screen. One inhale, one exhale is one breath. I do it 4 seconds in, hold it a second, 4 seconds out, little box breathing like we do every week. Let's see if you're a zone performer managing your relaxation level. On your mark, put both feet on the ground. You can shut your eyes unless you're driving. On your mark, get set. You count your breaths. I'll count a minute. Go. Be present. Focus on your inhale. Your exhale. And now slow down. No thoughts. No past thoughts. No future thoughts. Be mindfully present. Relaxed, relax face, eyes, shoulders, calm, cool, serene, serotonin, now being dumped into the bloodstream. Stop. So how'd you do? Are you a palm tree in a hurricane as you're climbing your own mountain? Are you calm and cool when things don't go your way? Are you a palm tree driving rush hour traffic downtown Chicago? Hello. First time I got to Chicago from Appalachia, never been to big city. I was like, wow, are you serious? And I don't know where I'm going. People honking, yelling, giving me signals, not good ones, obscene signals, a few. Do I get upset about it? Do I yell back at them? Am I an oak tree? Or am I calm and cool? Am I a palm tree? Ask yourselves periodically through your day, am I a palm tree? We all have hurricanes in our life, a significant other, a parent getting on us, telling us what to do. It's not a big deal, but we get stressed. We feel our chest tighten up. We feel our breathing increase. And we can also feel us get a little confused in what we're thinking. Check your breathing often as you climb your personal Mount Everest and be a palm tree in the hurricanes of your life. Oh, wow. I think I can hear a helicopter. It's your helicopter. Let's get in. Let's get in the helicopter and let's go up way above ground level. Let's go up 1,500 feet. Let's get up above your life. And now we're in. We're in the cockpit. We're looking out and we're higher and higher. And now we're looking down as if we're looking into windows of your life. And as you look below, there's your significant other arena. How's that going? Any hurricanes in that arena? How's your relaxation there? And how's your vision? You can see your significant other and you, almost like we're looking onto a movie set. And now we fly a little bit higher. Wow, there's my personal finance arena. How's that going? Am I sticking to my plan? Do I have a budget? Do I have my projections of what I really want? Am I managing my money, or is my money and my bills managing me? Are there any pebbles in my shoe that's going to hobble me, maybe even in other arenas? Look upon your life, not emotionally, objectively. Now let's go to your primary arena. For Varun Chopra, that's his golf arena. He's up above it. He sees his vision. He sees his goals. What does he need? Does he need more discipline? Does he need more concentration? He asks himself, do I need more optimism, confidence, belief? Do I need some expectancy and knowing? What do I need? Do I need to relax, especially when the money's on the table? Well, he was definitely relaxed when he had an eagle to get him into the tournament, knocking out seven guys with one stroke of the club. But does he need more enjoyment? Because you can get locked in so serious, so focused, you can realize I'm not having fun. And of course, the enjoyment is the last letter, the last word in the entire score system. S-C-O-R-E, enjoyment. The bottom line, enjoyment. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy every day, every performance, every single step along the way. Get up above your life once a week. Get into your own mental, psychological helicopter. How's my friend arena? How's my son arena? Your daughter arena? As you interact with your mom and dad, And if you are a mom and dad, how's that working out? The parent arena. I've got a client right now that has a newborn baby and a three-year-old. Well, what's the challenge there? What's not to like? But two little bundles of joy, he doesn't get a lot of sleep. That's the challenge. And so sleep has actually impacted the main arena of his life. So as you go up into the helicopter, you can realize that this is my life, and I need to contain any negative in one section and leave it there. I can't let it spill into other areas of my life, especially my primary arena. That's why we segregate them in our life blueprint. Once a week, all my clients with me, we get into the zone helicopter and we go up to get a bird's eye view of your entire life. We're seeing all the thoughts almost in real time. Which arena in your life right now needs your attention? It might be your primary arena. Again, that's not your most important arena, your business arena, for example. What's the most important arena? Your self arena, which has your spirituality, your well-being physically, mentally, psychologically, your family arenas, plural, as being a father, a mother, or a significant other. But we put a lot of happy eggs in that primary arena. But sometimes other arenas impact us and they ambush us. You're going up your mountain and all of a sudden there's a death in the family. That's not easy. Is that part of life? It is. And I know the Tony Bennett life that passed impacted and put a hole in his son's life, and the people around him that loved him, that cared about him, his inner circle. There's a void there for him. Oh, they're celebrating a great life. But it still impacts us as we move in other arenas. Which one of your life arenas is holding you back or causing a challenge that's spilling into everything? And what happens when one arena spills into all the arenas? Bad day. As a zone coach, our zoniacs, we don't have the negative day. There is no bad day because we contain it, we're on top of it, and every day is a day of learning. If you come in and let us coach you, we want you to come in as a lifelong learner. I am. My coaches are. We're learning every day about us, how we react with other people, and how we interact with you. Just like you're learning every day about you. Come in as a lifelong learner, and this climb up your own Mount Everest is going to be a lot easier. The zone helicopter. We'll visit this periodically. Be in the zone, you know that's the place to be. The final word. What's the final word? Today's show was going over your life blueprint. Today's show was about zeroing in on your primary arena. The one you spend a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of energy, and being the best that you can be in that niche. What is your primary arena? Shut your eyes if you can. If not, you can vision with your eyes slightly open. See your primary arena. See the vision in finished, completed state. See it in your mind's eye as if it's so, as it will be. Use all the senses of creating this movie image, the aftermath of your achievement. See it with sound. So I'm seeing it, but I'm hearing the musical backdrop. I'm hearing a ball go into a cup as I make the cut and climb that mountain to win a tournament to get to the PGA Tour. I hear it, I feel it, I smell it where appropriate. all five senses. I can touch it. Make it as real as possible. The primary arena tucks you in bed at night. You don't need to think about it 30 minutes, an hour at night. 90 seconds will do the trick. Consistency, repetition is the secret. But that takes discipline. That takes definite commitment. Your primary arena, do you have that vision? Can you state it to anybody? Can you state it openly to yourself? And if you're struggling, put it on your mirror, literally. Take a marker, put a sticky note. That vision wakes me up. I see it when I wake up and brush my teeth. That vision tucks me in a bed at night. And keep climbing. And all along the way, check your score level. Check your relaxation level. Are you a palm tree in life's hurricanes? And what do I need to make me the genuine, authentic best? Do I need more discipline? Do I need more concentration with a narrow focus? Do I need more confidence? Do I need more optimism, more positive self-esteem? Or do I need to be cool and calm? Or do I need to start dancing a little bit, singing a little bit, maybe putting my own soundtrack in my own mental movie so that I can enjoy the journey? Find out your missing link to be in a zone state. Let's shore up all the goals inside your primary arena. And let's climb. Every day we climb. But don't forget, you got to enjoy the journey. Next week, we're going to unveil behind the scenes, pull the curtain. We're going to literally show you how we're going to build life blueprints. We've done 5,000 personally, 5,000 blueprints on a one-on-one basis. We're going to show you how we do it. You'll see the magic. You'll meet some chefs, and we're going to show you how to build a blueprint that will take you to a blessed, simple, balanced, and abundant life. Zoniacs, peak performers, high achievers, we'll see you this coming week. And I only have one word left. Next. Keep moving forward. Keep climbing. Next. Thanks for joining me today on the Jim Fannin Show. And as a returning or new Zoniac peak performer, it's here that goals are reached and dreams come true. So if you're ready to step into the zone of champions to become your genuine, authentic best self and all you do, join me here next time on the Jim Fannin Show, where I'll help unlock your full potential. And in the meantime, learn more about me and my SCORE success system at www.jimfannin.com. Follow me on all my social media platforms. And if you have questions about the show or its subject matter, email me at askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.